Welcome to Nonprofit Courage Lab, how to ask for more and raise major gifts. I'm Julie Ordonez, your major gifts fundraising coach. And I'm on a mission to help nonprofit leaders like you get the courage and strategy to ask for more. No one has changed the world without first changing themselves. If you want to raise more money to change the world, you are in the right place. You ready? Let's go. Hi, friend. Today, we are talking about becoming a badass fundraiser. I love this concept, and what I do in my work is help people who are already badasses become badass fundraisers. And I'm going to talk to you about what I think makes a badass fundraiser and how that relates to your fundraising results. Like, great, you're a badass, but who cares if you're not raising the money that you need to raise for your mission, right? So let's dive into it. And fair warning, I was not always this way. I am told by other people that I'm a badass fundraiser. So that's just a term that I have adopted. It's not like I'm giving myself that name. I have heard it so often that I just made it a part of my brand and my business because I realized that people, leaders, so many fundraisers want to be badasses. It's not that they want to be cocky or something. It's that they want to actually get the results that a badass gets. So let's talk about it. I think one of the first hallmarks of being a badass fundraiser is that you have a chill attitude, which may be hard to do at times. And there's definitely times where I do not have a chill attitude because I'm freaking out. I'm stressed. I'm behind on my goals. And I need to raise a lot of money fast. If you've ever been there, that's normal for a lot of people, I think. Badass fundraisers are cool under pressure, and they can still activate their creativity even when they're on a deadline, the clock is ticking, there's pressure, and they know that they need to bring in the money. One example of this is, you know, let's say you're an executive director and you're talking to your board and you're finally going to them and saying, hey, we want to grow our community of donors. Will you connect us to people in your network? Right? How many EDs have asked that question? And typically, board members are not super helpful when it comes to that. A badass ED will say, look, we're looking to connect with mission-aligned, values-driven people who care about this issue. Let's say that your organization is in education. We're looking for people who care about investing in education, who care about students, who care about teacher retention, who care about the welfare of our youth and building future generations. If you know anybody like that, we want to connect with them. Notice that this person doesn't say, hey, board, connect us to people who could be a major donor. We need more major donors. Go get more major donors. Go ask your friends and get them to be major donors. That is, there's nothing badass about that. And it doesn't work, usually. I have never heard of that working. I'll just say that. In my 14 years of raising over $20 million from individuals and family foundations, and training clients and nonprofit executives over the last 6 years to raise tens of millions, I have never seen that work. Okay, so there we go. Badass fundraisers have this attitude that's like, look, I know that there are people out there who care about this issue. We do not have a monopoly on giving a shit about what we're doing. And so it's just a matter of connecting with more people and just to keep going. It's a matter of if we just keep going, we will find the right people to connect with us who care and they will want to help. And there's actually no pressure from you to your board or to anyone that's like, these people that you connect us to, they better give 10K. There's absolutely no pressure, because maybe the person that they connect you to, their role is a connector. Maybe they're going to end up inviting you into rooms that you wouldn't have gotten in otherwise, or stages that you're going to get on because they're going to hook you up. Maybe they'll be a donor. Maybe they won't. We don't even know all of the possibilities of how this person could be a value add to the mission. It's like seeing the world as everybody is a potential teammate and everybody on the team plays a different role. Because badass fundraisers know and believe in what they're doing. They believe in the work that they're, quote, selling. And so they don't need to put this pressure on it that kind of stinks of desperation, because they know there's plenty of people out there who care about this. And there's plenty of people who would want to be on this kick-ass team. So there's no need, like you can go to, so the badass ED goes to the board and says, hey, we're looking to connect with mission-aligned, values-driven people like us who care about this work. Do you know anybody like that? We want to build more relationships with mission-aligned people. Maybe they'll become donors. Maybe they'll be volunteers. Maybe they'll connect us. Maybe they will help us in lots of different ways. That's totally badass. And if you've ever come to a workshop or a masterclass, or you've been a part of Courage Lab, maybe you're a Courage Crew alum, shout out to y'all, y'all the real ones, then you know that I say we are not just coming for your money. We are coming for your whole life, and that includes your money. What does that mean? It means I want to build partnerships with people and have them open up their entire life to me because we are on the same mission. So I don't want to just look at people as potential donors even. Some of them will. That will be the role that they play, and that's well and good. But I don't want to limit that right out of the gate. Some people will want to donate and volunteer and be a connector and come to the events and introduce people to you and help you get a pro bono lawyer and, you know, connect you to their nephew that is a college student that is going to do photography for free at your gala. I mean, who, you see what I'm saying? Like, there's so much that someone could do for you if you're open to that. So there is this attitude of chillness, but there's also this attitude of abundance and seeing people as whole human beings and them bringing their full self to the mission. That is badass. The second is negotiation. Badass fundraisers are willing to ask questions that other people only think. For example, when someone tells you no, do you ask for feedback? Why? When someone tells you, hey, actually, you know, I was disappointed in this thing or I was expecting this, do you ask follow-up questions to find out, like, why were you expecting this thing that didn't happen? Tell me more about what it is that you're exactly disappointed with. Like, let's really get to the heart of the matter. And when someone says, no, sorry, I can't, okay, can you tell me more of why? It's really helpful for me to understand as I'm connecting with more people, going on more meetings, having more of these conversations, your feedback is invaluable. When you position it that way, people will say, oh, okay, so you want the truth. Got it. Okay, so here's the deal. Yeah, I feel like it's too early for me to donate at that level. And I want this, this, and this before I can really give at 50K or whatever the feedback is going to be. But are you willing to have conversations? And when someone says, I can't, you know, you ask somebody for 2 million and they say, oh, I can't do 2 million. Okay, well, then what can you do? Can you let me know what amount would make sense for you? Boom. And doing things like that, you earn so much credibility and respect and trust with the donor. You want to know why? Because you are not afraid of the conversation. And if you're not timid with that donor, then they will get the message subconsciously. You are not timid with other donors either. You are trustworthy with more money because you're for real. You're operating as a business. You're willing to talk with people and negotiate. And especially if you're sitting across from a donor who has a business background, maybe they're in tech, maybe they're a venture capitalist, maybe they are really successful in business, whatever their business is. Maybe they're a lawyer, maybe they're a doctor, they have their own practice, they're a mental health person, therapist, whoever. Guess what happens in business? Negotiation. So the fact that you're negotiating and you're willing to have a dialogue, it isn't just a, quote, pitch, and then they give you their answer, and then you're done, and you walk away. Badass fundraisers are like, okay, got it. So $2 million. Can you tell me why no to $2 million? And they'll say, oh, well, and I had a client ask for $2 million. They said no. I told my client, I coached her beforehand, and I said, if they say no, find out why. Because we had a feeling they could say no. And this person's a billionaire, okay, this donor. But they're really passionate about my client's mission. So we asked for $2 million. They said no. My client asked why. And they said, actually, it's the project that you're pitching, this particular thing, we just honestly don't really care about. We would rather fund general operating support. Hilarious, right? We're always thinking, oh, well, the more that I ask for, the more specific the ask needs to be. It needs to be restricted for a specific position that we're hiring for or a program that we're launching or what. Nuh-uh, that's not true. Have you asked your donor? Do they tell you that straight up? Okay, maybe. Even that, I would negotiate. I would say, hey, look, we don't need restricted money. We need general operating support. Are you still willing to fund us? Are you still willing to do this work with us? Are you still on this team? That is badass. Because then you'll get to the heart of the matter. You'll get to the heart of the matter. That's a real relationship. Can you level with them? Can you be honest? Can you have real dialogue? Can you get real about the actual need and not what you think someone is willing to pay for? What do you actually need? And then ask for that.
Hey, are you determined to double or maybe even triple your individual giving this year and you'd love some guidance and support? I've got news for you. I have taught dozens of leaders how to raise more five-figure gifts in a month or less inside my program, Courage Lab. If you want to learn more, go to nonprofitcouragelab.com. That's nonprofitcouragelab.com and grab your spot today. Now is the perfect time to improve your fundraising skills and build your personal courage. I got you. Head over to nonprofitcouragelab.com. See you there.
So with my client, when we asked for $2 million and it was for a specific project that we thought they would be interested in, they said, we don't really care about that. We want to do Gen Ops. So we came back and asked for Gen Ops and they agreed to give $500K general operating support that very year. And they said, we'll see for next year. Let's revisit it in 6 months. Amazing, right? So that was great. It was $500K. And the year before, they gave nothing. We're willing to ask for feedback. We're willing to ask why. Another example of this, you're a compelling communicator. So it's not just that you negotiate. It's not just that you ask questions other people won't. It's that you are a compelling communicator. I had a client. We did research on her top donor who was giving about $300,000 a year. from a private foundation. We looked up the private foundation's 990 form on GuideStar. We saw all the organizations that they supported. And my client was like, wow, we are a root cause organization. We're addressing the root cause on a lot of these issues that this donor cares about. And so my client was able to go and meet with the donor, and she asked for $10 million, by the way. Totally badass. And said, hey, look, I saw all of the organizations that you gave to last year. I know all 32 of them. They're all in this same space. And if you give us more, we will, in turn, our work will make all of the other organizations that you support more effective. And here's why that is. Let me explain it. And so she breaks it down. Boom. The donor is like, wow, you're right. And she was able to make the case for how her work is a root cause issue and will make all these other organizations more effective. And so the donor didn't say yes to $10 million, but they said yes to $2 million. And it was a pledge, 2-year pledge. So being a compelling communicator and doing your research, like thinking like the donor, thinking like as if you had that amount of money to give, how might you think about, well, wait a minute, if I care about this issue, let's say that it's the environment. If I give to all of these different environmental organizations, how does your work interplay with all of those other organizations? I mean, it's just a strategic thinking that you're making the donor's decision to give you $2 million a lot easier. That's badass. So you're creating a compelling case, and you can communicate that effectively, succinctly, and clearly so they understand. I would say another thing that makes a badass fundraiser is that you get creative in the ways in which you build relationships, and you bring your uniqueness, your unique genius, your strengths. So let me tell you a story about my cat-loving donor. There's a very, very ultra high net worth individual who had given a 6-figure gift, like $200K, a few years back. They're in my portfolio, and we hadn't heard from them since then. And they loved cats. They had 3 tabby cats, 3 cute little tabby cats that they're obsessed with. And if you go on their Instagram, you will see some pictures of like family and some pictures of travel and work, but I would say 8 out of 10 photos are of these 3 tabby cats that they are obsessed with. Okay. Now, this donor, I couldn't get a hold of, call or email. So I sat around for a little bit of thinking time, which you should put some thinking time on your calendar to just think about the people in your portfolio. Think about them. And I asked myself the question, how could I get this person's attention? Like, they travel on private jets. They're extremely wealthy. They want for nothing. How can I stand out? So I had this idea. I'm going to write a handwritten note. I'm going to put my business card in the note. And I'm just going to say, you know, something that's a friendly, warm touch point of gratitude. And on the envelope, I am going to put 3 specialty tabby cat stamps. Now, I was sending this in state. It didn't require 3 stamps in order to arrive at this person's address. But I knew, okay, if they're opening up their mail, this is going to stand out. This is going to be different. And so I did. I think I went on Etsy and found like tabby cat stamps that were handmade. I think it was like $15 or something. Put the 3 stamps on the letter, sent it. Couple weeks later, I get an email from the donor. They don't mention the card, but they finally contacted me after, I would say, 9 months of me reaching out and hearing nothing. I'm not saying you should do that. I'm not saying you should do 9 months of outreach after you hear nothing. But this person in particular, I just had a spidey sense that I wasn't going to give up on them. And then we were able to start up the relationship again, talk about getting a meeting, talk about what the organization was up to. This is also a great tactic if you don't have someone's email or contact info, if you aren't getting responses. Consider the ways and the other, quote, channels in which you can create and build relationships with people, and how can you get their attention that feels personal. I could do a whole episode on this, and I just might, because it's you bringing your creativity in a way that allows you to build relationships that's unique to you and shows the donor that you see them. So I love that one. How creative can you get? How can you have fun? Have fun with it. The next one is badass fundraisers take ownership and admit their mistakes. They learn, evolve, and then move on with their life. Now, usually in that journey, let's say, there's usually a place where it breaks down. You can admit your mistakes, but maybe you don't quite learn and evolve. Or you can admit your mistakes, you take ownership, but you make the mistake again because you're not really committed to making change. Or you're slow to change. You don't do it right away. You can admit when you made a mistake, you take ownership, but you take a long time to learn. Or you don't move on with your life. You dwell on the fact that you made a mistake. It brings you shame. You assign shame to that mistake. You make it mean something. That mistake that you made means that you are inadequate. It means that you, whatever it is, right? A badass fundraiser, a mature leader can admit their mistakes, own it. Yep, failed. Yep, missed the mark. Yep, I didn't bring my best. Yep, forgot. Should have written it down. Yep, I was cocky and wasn't paying attention. Or whatever it is. Yep, I asked for way too little and I actually set us back. And that's why we're not on track to our goals. And you can own it. You don't make excuses for it. You don't blame it on outside factors. Certainly, external factors influence the outcome. But when you mess up, you own it, you learn, you can evolve immediately. You move on with your life. You don't dwell on your mistake. That's a badass fundraiser. And the last thing I would say makes a badass fundraiser is perseverance. This is a big one. Fundraising, if you're really out there, if you are the, quote, man in the arena or the woman in the arena, and you are risking it, asking for more, going for it, you will get a lot of no's. The most successful fundraiser you know has heard no more than you. The path to success is a lot of rejection. It's a lot of hearing no. And that's why people are successful, because they have a higher threshold for going through the low points. So a badass fundraiser has perseverance. They're not deterred by no's. They understand that yes lives in the land of no. They understand that it just comes with it. There's going to be times where it's a dry spell. There's going to be times where you're doing everything you can and it's just not happening. For things that are outside of your control, it happens to the very best. And you have the grit and the determination to keep going. You don't again, assign a meaning to hearing all of these no's, like, oh, I'm a loser. Oh, nobody wants to meet with me. Oh, they only want to meet with the CEO, or they only want to meet with this person, or oh, I just need to be more extroverted, or the economy sucks, or oh, it's so difficult to be this type of person raising money. Yeah, all of those things can be true. And what are you going to do about it? Yes, there's injustice in the world. That's why we do this work, right? That's why there's a need for your organization. You can't allow that to stop you. Badasses don't allow anything to slow them down. They're like, look, I'm out here happening to this. This isn't happening to me. I am happening to this. I am inevitable. I will keep going. There is nothing that can stop me. Get hearing critical feedback, making mistakes, hearing no, you know, dealing with losses. It's all part of it. It's all part of it. And you know that. And it doesn't scare you. It actually is something you expect. And you can build the muscle of weathering the storm. That is the mark of a badass. I hope that this conversation encourages you. I hope that you can step into even more badassery yourself. I hope that you can see some of these things within you already, my friend. I hope you can see the ways in which you are asking powerful questions. You are looking for mission-aligned people to connect with and just build relationships, knowing that so much resource will come out of that. The real treasure is not money. The real treasure are people, human beings. And I hope that you remember that as you go out there and raise a shit ton of money. Let's get it. Thanks for listening. And next time, we're going to talk about getting creative, the courage to get creative. Until next time, thanks for listening.
Thanks so much for joining me, Julie Ordonez, your Major Gives Coach on Nonprofit Courage Lab, and for investing in yourself today. Head to nonprofitcouragelab.com to connect, follow, and share. If this has encouraged you, please rate and review this podcast. And remember, nobody changed the world without first changing themselves. Until next time.